Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about being with you tonight on this wonderful time of prayer. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but can't live without prayer, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot live without prayer. It's always been so, but in these times, I tell you, we thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit on prayer today. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, lots going on the planet, and we must have prayer. We must have prayer. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight on this powerful network that the Lord has given us and platform. Thank you so much, Father, for the opportunity tonight. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you've been tweeting out and LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter all day. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number tonight, 347-843-4559. I can guarantee that you know, I know, you know one person that needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Many, many more, of course, but at least one person that you know needs prayer tonight or just to listen to prayer tonight as well, 347-843-4559. We just thank God for the opportunity. Just want to give that number out one more time, 347-843-4559. 843-4559. Also, too, we are respectful and cognizant of the prayer time. So if you do have a specific prayer as well that you want to share, we'll make sure Bishop gets that prayer tonight. We will open up the lines a little later on. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone if you do have a specific prayer or comment or information you want to share with the network tonight. So we thank God for you. We thank God for your families. And, of course, we thank God for the power of prayer tonight in Jesus' name as well. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the Word of God here. We have a scripture tonight. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Isaiah 55. I'm going to read just a portion of that to you tonight, Isaiah 55, 11 through 13. Amen. Praise God. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Amen. How many times have we heard Bishop pray over that one and mention that one? But it shall accomplish that which it please, and it shall prosper in the things thereof I sent it. Amen. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall reap, shall clap their hands. Amen. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be unto the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Y'all better give God a praise for his wonderful and awesome word tonight. Ain't nothing like the word, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Amen. Amen. For those just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Once again, if you would, in your spirit, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we open up the mic for Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We give you praise and glorify you. We adore you tonight. And Father, we thank you, God, because the words say the weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down the strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and pulling to captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, as you move by your spirit and by your power, as you heal tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, God, because you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity and the chastisement of our peace with ornament. But with your stripe, we are healed. We thank you tonight for healing, God. We thank you, God, for you healing the minds of the people, oh God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we put it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we stand on your word tonight, and we decree and declare your word, because we know that your word works. We know that your word has power. We know that your word will deliver. We know that your word will set free. And Father, we stand in the gap tonight for that son, that daughter, that mother, that father, that child. We stand in the gap in the mighty name of Jesus for that husband, that wife. Father God, we stand in the gap for that family tonight. Oh, mighty God, Father, we thank you tonight. And God, we ask you to move, God, in a mighty way. Move by your spirit, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, have mercy, God. Give us grace, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on those that are sick tonight. Look on those that are in the hospital tonight. Look on those that are sick at home tonight. Look on those that are sick everywhere tonight. And Father, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your deliver power. And Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you tonight. Take your hands off of God's people in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood. And we thank you for your God in the name of Jesus. As you move, God, as you move by your power, as you deliver those tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor, God. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. Shall not return void. It shall not return void. It shall not return void. But it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing where to you sit. You sent your word, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word say you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. I thank you for sound minds tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, deliver that man, oh God. Deliver that child, oh God. Deliver that woman, oh God. Deliver that girl, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood for that child, that person in the hospital tonight, that person that's been attacked by COVID-19. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for a move of God upon the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood. You call upon Shakamurata, Isandro Koda Pate. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call those things that be not as though they already are. We thank you, God, you're raising people up off of their sick bed. You're healing their bodies, God. You're healing them from COVID-19. You're healing them from high blood pressure. You're healing them from sugar diabetes. You're healing them from cancer, God. You're healing them from lung problem, God. You're healing them from mind problem, God. You're healing them from heart problem, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor, God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on that man tonight, God. That woman, that child tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them a peace of mind. Give them a peace in their mind, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God. You are able to regulate their mind, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give them new thoughts, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, as you're healing. We thank you as you deliver, God. As you breathe, we ask you to breathe the breath of life, God. Breathe the breath of life, God. In the name of Jesus, that man in the hospital, that woman in the hospital, that child in the hospital, God, we ask for your mercy, grace. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you for your deliver power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your keeping power. And Father, your word say one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight, God. Your word say if we repent of our sin, you will heal us, God, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we repent tonight, God, of all our shortcomings. We repent of all our failures, God. We repent in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for your grace, God. You extended your grace over this world. Lord, we ask you to look on America. We need you, Jesus. We need your means to become our miracle. We need a miracle tonight, God. We need a miracle, Lord, of Oshakababa. We need a miracle of Moshe. Father, we pray tonight, God, for that family. We pray for Alamokoro Satamekondosia. God, give them comfort, God. Give them peace, God. In the name of Jesus, pray for that mother, daughter. Give them peace of mind, Lord. Father, we pray for that daughter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for that son, God, that husband and that wife, Lord. We pray for cousins and nephews, uncles and aunts. We pray for relatives all over the world. We pray for families, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our country, Lord. We pray for our cities, God. We pray for our community, God. We pray for our neighborhoods, God. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, let your will be done in the earth for him. And we thank you right now, God. Give us mind, oh God. Lord, comfort Lord knows, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, comfort us, God. We know we're in a pandemic, God, but we know that you're able to deliver. We even know you're able to keep our minds at perfect peace. We thank you, tonight, to God, for a sound mind. God, we ask you to look on the elders, Lord. Look on those in the name of Jesus that have been shut up in the house of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep their minds, oh God. And Lord, we thank you as you make a way out of no way. We thank you as you provide, God, food for those that don't have food. We thank you, God, you're opening doors, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for supplies, all the needs according to your riches of glory. We thank you as you're touching the hearts and minds of men and women, boys and girls all over this world, that they will reach out and touch somebody, that will help somebody, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all the resources, God. We thank you for all the blessings, Lord. We thank you for all the promises coming to pass, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, that you allowed us to see another day, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for being closed in our life, man. We thank you, Lord, for families, God. We thank you for our teachers, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for pastors, men, the women, the boys, and girls. We thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God. Comfort those pastors, God, that lost them in the courtos. We seem to reconnoce. Recamo rata leveco. Rinala la bacondo sataba. He sandele reconnocea. Remeco dosandala la baco. We sambo cosi cande. We go to war, Lord. We are one in the spirit. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. We rebuke your works. We rebuke your acts. We take you to Condosia. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood against you now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, it's already done. We thank you, they already been delivered. We thank you, they already been healed. We thank you, you already saving, God. Saving to the utmost, God. Look on that man, that woman in prison tonight. We ask you, look on their loved ones, God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. Center them in the name of Jesus. Be with them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, God. Love somebody. They're called no seaba. Bring them out of the comas, God. Bring my little mokotaba. Bring them off the ventilator, Jesus. Let them breathe on their own, God. Give them the power and the ability, God. Give them the healing of seaba. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you as you comfort those that lost loved ones, Lord. Comfort the mother, Lord. Comfort that mother, Labosia. Comfort that father, Labosia. Comfort me, a sundor, Labokoa. Comfort that child, Ibikodoba. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as you look on our government, God. Look on the president, Jesus. Look on all the leaders of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood against violence. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think to ask tonight, God. But we thank Jesus as you look on that child that is homeless tonight. Look on that mother that is homeless, that husband that is homeless tonight. Father God, we thank you, God. You're opening doors. You're providing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory and honor, God, for all that you have done, Lord. We give you glory and honor for the doors you're opening. We give you glory and honor for the ways you're providing. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we plead the blood tonight as you look on the body of Christ everywhere, Lord. We need you as never before. Keep our minds, oh God. Keep us in perfect peace, Jesus. You are the word of Osea. You are the light of the world of Okota. You are Sunday Bekondo Siaba. You are Sunday Bekondo Saba. You are the Almighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the present help now, Lord. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. We commit it into your hands. We commit it into your hands. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood And we call it so now. We call it so tipo rata. We sandala la becoto. God, we ask you to bless families tonight. Strengthen them and draw them together, Lord. Unite them as never before. And Father, we got a Mosheko. We pray for other countries, God. We pray for Sekondala Lebishi. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to heal, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done and what you're going to do in the days to come, God. Let us be ready for the coming of the Lord. Let us be prepared for your return. But God, keep our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And keep us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us occupy until you come, God. And we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And we call it so in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll forever give you glory for it. And Father, we thank you for specific for those as you heal those minds that the enemy tried to take and tried to destroy. As you heal their minds, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that mother. We thank you for that child. We thank you for that daughter. We thank you for that son. We thank you for that wife. We thank you for that husband. Father God, in the name of Jesus, do a miraculous work in their lives. Do a miraculous work in their lives. Father God, we know that you're able to do it. When the doctors say no, you can say yes, Lord. When the doctor give up, Lord, you have not even started. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise and we call it so tonight and we stand in agreement on your word and we call those things to be not as though they already are and we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, I want to just encourage you to receive the prayer from the Bishop tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, receive that powerful prayer from the Bishop tonight. And at this time, I want to open up the lines to Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for those of you that have logged on tonight. God be the glory. Thank God for that powerful prayer by Bishop Crenshaw. Certainly, we know that we're living in perilous time. I want to encourage everybody that's listening tonight, praise God, to be consistent. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, but we must continue to be consistent in prayer. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Joshua, the 6th chapter, when the Spirit of the Lord began to talk to the children in Joshua and began to tell them to walk around that city, the walls of Jericho, for 6 days once, and on the 7th day, he wanted to march around 7 times. So I encourage you tonight that when consistency feels like defeat, don't stop. I'm sure that in the process of being obedient to the Lord, as they began to march around that wall on the 1st day, the 2nd day, some probably got weary on that 3rd or 4th day. The Bible tells us, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we just don't faint. So we must continue to be consistent. Be consistent in prayer. Be consistent in the word. Be consistent in your faith. And be consistent in those things from a natural perspective. That means continue to watch and pray and take care of your body. Be consistent in keeping those vitamins in your body, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, drinking your water, your vegetables. We must be consistent. But the word of the Lord tells us, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. We must, in this season as never before, we need to pay attention. Read research, pay attention, read the word of God, research those things that are prevalent to making sure that you have all of the information to make the right decisions. Even when it comes down to the current state of this vaccine, make sure you do all of your research. Every person must be persuaded in their own mind and make their own personal decision, also in consultation with your physician. But most of all, we need to be consulting with God as well and allowing ourselves to make those decisions with informed information. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead, guide, and direct you. In the meantime, praise God, be consistent. Be consistent. Take care of your body. Keep those vitamins there. Make sure that you consult with your physician about any things that may be incompatible with certain vitamin sources. But it's important that we take charge of our own lives and be pray without ceasing. As those children of God begin to march around that wall, praise God, I am sure that there were others that were trying to convince some of those that were being consistent just as we may be distracted. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. This is not the season to be distracted in any way, in any way. This is the season to cut off distraction by any means necessary or by any way that it may come, family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, however it may be. This is not the season to be distracted. We must be consistent in prayer. And if you notice, if we continue on and be consistent as the Lord has led and we are being obedient to him, we must know the closer that we get to the victory that God is going to hold us even more so accountable. What are you saying? Because the enemy has turned up the heat, turned up the fire, we got to turn up the heat. We got to turn up the heat on our prayers. We got to turn up the heat on our fasting. We've got to turn up the heat on our worship. Because as we see in the Bible, we're told them on the seventh day, amen. It was just not one time he told them to go around that wall, but he increased their accountability. He said on that last day, approaching your victory, I want you to go around seven times. Seven times, not just one time. Not just one time, but I want you to go seven times. The closer we get to victory, the more the Lord holds us accountable to be consistent in the things of God. So the closer we get to victory, I say it again, the more the Lord holds us accountable to be consistent in the things of God. Because we know that the world is getting wicked and wise, as the Spirit of the Lord say. But where evil abound, praise God, sin abound, grace even more so abound. So we must continue to pray, seek the face of the Lord, praise God, and when consistency feels like defeat, don't give up. Don't get weary in well-doing. But we're going to reap if we just don't faint. These are the last of the evil days. This is not a time, praise to God, to be in question about our relationship with God. We must have relationship with God. And not religion, praise the Lord. Religion is not going to save us. Only relationship with our Christ, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So be encouraged, be empowered, and continue to be consistent in the things of God. Pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. You just heard her powerful words of wisdom and the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. Again, we are sensitive to this time. If you do have a prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. Also, too, while we're waiting there, before I give it back over to Bishop, ladies, I want to encourage everybody to raise that prayer bar. Raise it. Raise it higher. I don't know where it's at in your life, but raise it another notch. Raise it another 2-3 feet, whatever you got to do. Raise that prayer bar, ladies, and raise that fasting bar. Whatever God has told you to do, raise the bar higher. We must continue to pray each and every day. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like our God, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like our God. Amen. We'll give it back over to Bishop. God bless you, Bishop.
Praise God. As we continue to pray, thank God for those words of expression from Dr. Crenshaw, words of encouragement. As we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, and let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we are weeping. We just don't faint. And we continue to pray special prayers and know that God hears us when we pray. And we're in expectation of a great move of God. We're in expectation of the miracles God is going to manifest in our lives as we hold fast and as we continue to pray. Know that God heareth us when we pray. Know without a shadow of a doubt, God heareth us when we pray. He heareth us. He heareth us. He heareth us. Know that your prayers are heard. Know that their prayers are heard and your answers on the way. God bless you tonight. Continue to be encouraged. And keep looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of faith. You be blessed. We love you so much. We love you so much. And we are praying especially for you and your family. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God continue to bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop, for this powerful time with you today on prayer. We thank you so much for the wisdom and the encouragement. But most of all, we got to get to work, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Crenshaw say we got to take some action, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take action in prayer. And we got to continue to move forward in the things of God. Amen. Because Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. He is Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great, great rest of the evening. We want you to have a great this weekend coming up as well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We want you to have a great time. We'll be back Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning and Sunday evening on prayer time with Bishop. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to pray, right? Continue to pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to leave you with a quick song. Tasha Cobbs talks about breaking every chain. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer breaks every chain. Fasting breaks every chain. So we thank God for the music. We thank God for the ministers of music all across the globe that continue to encourage us through word, through the song, in Jesus' mighty name. So thank God for you. And we'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Again, thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We love you guys so much, and thank you for your words of encouragement.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Have a great rest of the evening. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye-bye.